12 midday.
FM4.
Time for the news headlines. Russian and Ukrainian delegations are in Turkey for peace talks, and the right-wing candidate wins Poland's presidential election. Here's Rosie Waits and the FM4 news.
Thanks, Reem. Delegations from Russia and Ukraine are due to begin a second round of direct talks in Istanbul shortly. It comes a day after Ukraine carried out a complex, long-planned operation hitting air bases deep inside Russia, while Moscow is continuing large-scale bombardments of Ukraine. The BBC's Paul Adams is in Kyiv.
People will remember the infamous encounter between President Zelensky and Donald Trump in the Oval Office earlier this year, in which Donald Trump said to President Zelensky that he had no cards to play. Well, in the wake of what happened yesterday, it is saying to Washington, do not work on the assumption that we are simply going to roll over and accept whatever peace you, the United States, are able to extract from Russia.
The US special envoy at the talk said both sides would present documents outlining their terms for a ceasefire. Karol Nawrocki, a right-wing historian who supports traditional Catholic values, has been elected as the new president of Poland. Nawrocki beat his liberal rival Rafał Trzaskowski by less than 1% of the vote. He'll be able to use his presidential veto to block the pro-EU program of Prime Minister Donald Tusk. As concerns continue over the dire humanitarian situation in Gaza, a pro-Palestinian activist group has sent another aid ship to the territory. The climate campaigner Greta Thunberg is among those on board. Jenny Johnson reports.
Organisers of the Freedom Flotilla Coalition say Thunberg and 11 other activists set sail from Sicily on the ship the Madeleine yesterday, saying their aim is to, quote, break Israel's siege of the territory. The group says it's part of efforts to bring in relief supplies to Gaza and raise international awareness about the ongoing humanitarian crisis. A recent similar mission by the same group failed when another vessel was attacked, reportedly by drones, off Malta. Last month, Israel slightly eased its blockade of Gaza, allowing in a limited amount of supplies. But the United Nations has warned that its population is at risk of famine if more aid doesn't get in. Jenny Johnson, FM4 News.
In Austrian news, new figures show that unemployment rose by almost 7% in May compared to the same time last year. That equates to well over 375,000 people without a job or in training programs. Manufacturing and trade were the sectors that saw the biggest job losses. This afternoon's weather, a mix of sun and cloud and humid conditions with a chance of thunderstorms. Most of the sun in regions from Upper Carinthia to Burgenland. Top temperatures ranging from 19 degrees in the west and up to 31 degrees in the southeast.
Thanks, Rosie.
Radio.
FM4.
Oh. Vormittag.
On the mic.
Reem Higazi.
Yeah.
Bis eins.
Jump back to my feet. Now I'm only
the whole place getting crammed when we lay in the flex. Yeah, break it down. Yeah, you know it. Wherever you are. Wherever you at. This is the way it goes down every time, and don't you forget.
Herbs and Q-Tex, Wherever You Are, featuring track reminding me of days gone by where I would spend hours listening to Arrested Development and Digital Underground, that kind of vibe. I like that song very much. Nice, Herbs and Q-Tex. You know what else I like? I like my friend, I like my colleague, Roland Grazza. He's got a very unique perspective on all sorts of things. 4000 Jahre Niederlagen is an award-winning column by Roland Grazza. Every day, he has a detailed look into the dark history of Austria. Today, it's all about sports and one man who used to be a hero, Peter Seisenbacher.
4000 Jahre Niederlagen. Die ganze österreichische Geschichte auf FM4.
Folge 64, Peter Seisenbacher. August 1984, Olympische Sommerspiele in Los Angeles. Finale in Herren-Judo-Mittelgewicht. Der Österreicher Peter Seisenbacher kämpft gegen den Amerikaner Robert Lee Berland um Gold.
Peter Seisenbacher hat einen Wurf angebracht und gewonnen!
Olympic Champion Seisenbacher!
Ja, ist ein unheimlich gutes Gefühl, nicht verloren zu haben.
Der 24-Jährige wird über Nacht zum Star. Aber er ist kein One-Hit-Wonder. 4 Jahre später, Olympische Spiele in Seoul. Seisenbacher steht wieder im Finale.
Der Kampf ist aus. Heute habe ich mich ganz schön plagen müssen. Die letzten 3 Kämpfe waren ziemlich schwer. Aber ich habe die Burschen ausgetrickst, dass ich sie mir ein zweites Mal geschafft habe. Das macht mich überglücklich.
Als ersten Judoka überhaupt gelingen Seisenbacher 2 olympische Goldmedaillen hintereinander. Österreich ist plötzlich eine Judo-Nation. Mit 29 Jahren und noch einem WM- und EM-Titel beendet er seine aktive Karriere und wird Trainer. Und schnell ist das goldene Image angekratzt. Als Trainer der österreichischen Herren-Judo-Mannschaft schlägt er einem seiner Schützlinge ins Gesicht und wird entlassen. Auch seinen Job als Generalsekretär der österreichischen Sporthilfe verliert er und geht nach Georgien, wo er auch als Trainer Olympia-Gold holt. Im Jahr 2011 versucht er sich als Schauspieler in Soko Donau und spielt sich quasi selbst als Mordopfer.
Der Dominik Lange, der war dreifacher Olympiasieger im Judo. Das war ein super Sportler.
In der Krimiserie steht sein Charakter im Verdacht, als Judo-Trainer Kinder sexuell missbraucht zu haben. 3 Jahre nach der Ausstrahlung wird aus der Fiktion Realität. Mehrere junge Frauen geben an, dass sie von Seisenbacher in seinem Wiener Judo-Club belästigt worden sind. Alle waren zum Tatzeitpunkt noch minderjährig. Und was macht Seisenbacher? Er haut ab und versteckt sich in der Ukraine. 2 Jahre lang fehlt von ihm jede Spur. Doch im September 2019 will er mit einem gefälschten Pass nach Polen ausreisen. Er wird verhaftet und trotz zahlreicher Fans im Gerichtssaal bekommt er eine Gefängnisstrafe von 5 Jahren. Er sitzt 3 davon ab und meidet seitdem jegliche Öffentlichkeit.
4000 Jahre Niederlagen. Österreichs Geschichte. Erzählt von Roland Kratzer.
FM4 Morning Show.
I heard it on the radio. I just wanna get.
I was doing my flamenco dancing on the Mishpult to that song because it worked perfectly. Did you hear it? That was Sophia Kennedy and Build Me a House. No, 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 no. Such a dramatic song. You know what? When I used to live in London, I worked at a place called Hit Entertainment, and I was part of the crew that made Bob the Builder. True story. Bob the Builder, you know, that kids stop animation series, very popular. Anyways, I was working with a dude, and the dude liked me a lot. He used to say to me, Reem, you're so fit. So fit, Reem. Let's go to the cinema. And I never knew what he was talking about. But now I know. And Gold on the Ceiling, 26 minutes past 12 o'clock. I was telling you guys about that Spruch, die Engländer sagen's. Oh, girl, you're so fit. You know, it took me a long time, even though I lived in London, to figure out what that meant. So if someone says you're fit, it doesn't just mean that your physical state is in Ordnung, like physisch bist gut beieinander. It also means that you're good looking. Oh, you're so fit. Yeah, why am I talking about this? Because back in the year 2004, this song came out from the streets and it became a huge hit. And yeah, it's talking about people who are really fit, so good looking, but they also kind of know it, you know? And it takes away from the good lookingness, the etiquette, okay? I think I've said too much.
See, I reckon you're about an 8 or a 9. Maybe even 9.5 in 4 beers time.
What?
That blue top shop top you've got on is nice. Bit too much fake tan though, but yeah, you score high. But there's just one little thing that's really, 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 really annoying me about you, you see. Yeah, yeah, like I said, you are really fit. But my gosh, don't you just know it?
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
So when I looked at you standing there with your hoard, I was waiting in the queue looking at the ball, wondering whether to have a burger or chips or what the shrapnel in my back pocket could afford. When I noticed out the corner of my eye, looking toward my direction, your eyes locked on my course. I couldn't concentrate on what I wanted to order, which lost me my place in the queue I waited for. Yeah.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Whoa.
Leave it out.
Are you smoking something?
Mike, just leave it, just leave it.
We cannot have that behaviour in this establishment.
It's not worth it, Mike. Just leave it.
Don't touch me.
It's not worth it.
Don't touch me.
Leave it out.
Don't, look, I'm alright. Don't touch me. For a while there, I was thinking, yeah, but what if? Picturing myself pulling with bare white hot wit, snaring you as you were standing there opposite. Whether or not you knew it, I swear you didn't tick. And when that bloke in the white behind us lot queuing was clocking onto you too, yeah, I had to admit that, yeah, yeah, you are fit, and yeah, I do want it, but I stopped sharking a minute to get chips and drinks.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Wait. And just as you started to make your big advance with the milkshake and that little donut in hand, I was like, nah, I can't even know you look grand. But you look sharp there, smiling hard, suggesting and gleaming away with your hearty, hearty looking tan. But I admit the next bit was spanners, my plan. You walked towards my path, but you just brushed right past and into the arms of that white shirted man.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Oi, what do I give up? I got a girlfriend anyway. Oi,
whoa,
we've
all had
a bit
drink,
drunk,
mate.
We've had a few, fair play. I got this Stella I bombed from that last cafe. This night's not even begun, yes, yes, oh yay. I did fancy you a bit though, yeah, I must say. I would rather I hadn't mugged myself on display. But this is just another case of female stopping play in an otherwise total result of a holiday.
I'm not trying to pull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit, you're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Look, look. Somewhere sunny, sweating with two spritz in my tummy. I'm eating ravioli and a pizza with the honey. I'm O-O-O for the week, you dummy. Tending her tone with a Sauvignon blown. Been a long week, she do not miss home. She's topless up in Marseille, France. It's 98 degrees, so the sunscreen on. My boo only like boutique hotels. I booked that cause the brain Cornell. Poolside D&D, no sale. The sunset looks so pastel. The honey packs for a little stamina. Treated like 24 hours of Le Mans. Don't know what this life will bring. If you're stressed out, let me hear you sing. What's that smell of LV? Just like this sweet, this ain't cheap. Room service fee, cappuccino with the feast. We only wearing rose for the whole damn week. We only wearing rose for the whole damn week. I'm on my Dua Lipa. I'm headed up the White Lotus for my favorite eater. 50 pound room I pack with the pro clubs. And the view from the room is a head rush. Midday, I forgot I went a little cuff. Cucumbers on your eyes and a good rub. Yeah, the makeup took too long, we missed the rest. We don't give a fuck, we eat each other instead. Stressed out, so you wanna trip. I call my travel agent Carolyn for the fix.
bis 1.
And Cure and Stuck. You know what? I wouldn't mind being stuck in the middle of Catastrophe and Cure. Well, that sounds a bit creepy, actually. Okay, never mind. We'll have great music for the last couple of moments that we get to spend together. Plus, I have a special dedication to the thieves who broke into my house yesterday.
Die Designer-Outlets Pfarrdorf und Salzburg sehen rot, denn die Designer-Outlet-Days kommen vom 4. bis 7. Juni. Stellt euch den Wecker und holt euch hunderte von Angeboten wie bei Michael Kors, Karl Lagerfeld und viele mehr. Designer-Outlet-Days vom 4. bis 7. Juni in den Designer-Outlets Pfarrdorf und Salzburg. PS, shoppt ab sofort Montag bis Freitag bis 21 Uhr in Designer-Outlet Pfarrdorf.
Leadership und unternehmerischer Erfolg sind immer im Trend. Trend, das Magazin für Business Leader. Mehr Infos auf trend.at.
Auf verrückt günstige Angebote. Auf die letzte Chance zum Sparen. Auf die Plätze. Hervis, los!
Crazy!
Sichere dir beim Hervis Crazy Weekend. Minus 22%. Auf deinen Einkauf ab 100 Euro. Minus 22%. Aber nur noch heute. Details auf hervis.at. Get moving. Hervis Sports.
Du, gibt's vielleicht noch was anderes?
Na sicher. Magst du Kräuterbaguette?
Genug von Eintönigkeit? Genieße frische Vielfalt mit dem Guacamole Salsa Chicken, dem Fresh Beef oder dem Fresh Veggie Wrap. Die Mackey Garten Party geht weiter.
Feier ich.
Wir feiern mit Liebe. Wir feiern mit Blumen, mit Freude, mit Erdbeertorte und mit Snaps. Wir feiern mit Sommer, mit dir und mit Angeboten. Feier mit! Entdecke jetzt viele Angebote beim Midsommar Smart Sale. Auch online. Lebe smart. IKEA.
Alles da, da, da.
Wie Sie Ihre Lieben so richtig einkochen? Mit selbstgemachten Marmeladen, Chutneys und Sirupen. Bei Interspar gibt's jetzt alles, was Sie zum Einkochen brauchen. Wie?
Spar Zitronensäure, 250 Gramm. Jetzt im Mengenvorteil. Ab 2 Packungen je 89 Cent.
Alles da, da, da.
Aber nur bei Interspar.
Wahrheit existiert. Die Erde dreht sich um die Sonne. Ein Mensch kann ohne Herz nicht leben. So ist das eben. Wahrheit existiert. Da will ich hin.
Hol mich hier raus, Falter. Jetzt abonnieren. abo.falter.at
Schon den neuen gesehen?
Oh ja, tolle Hilfe und echt flott.
So wie die vorher?
Na, besser und effizienter. Wow. Die Fiat Professional Transporter Ducato, Scudo und Doblo warten schon auf ihren Einsatz. Starten Sie durch mit dem neuen Doblo Easy Pro, schon ab 17.830 Euro netto. Und das Beste? Jetzt schon Nova-frei. Plus 4 Jahre Garantie bei Finanzierung. Mehr bei Ihrem Fiat Professional Partner.
Ist das der Sparalarm zum Lagerhaustag?
Genau, denn nur am Freitag, den 6. Juni, gibt's minus 15% am Lagerhaustag. Nur im Lagerhaus und auf lagerhaus.at.
Die kennen sich aus. Komm, ins Lagerhaus.
Preise sind unverbindlich empfohlen, gültig in teilnehmenden Lagerhäusern. Infos und Ausnahmen auf lagerhaus.at.
Radio FM 4
bis 1.
Yeah!
Holy Father, Father, I'm playing with fire.
You gon' have to pay a fee. I'm the bomb and about to blow up.
the flow. Babies rock a pose, come up in the front row. The homies in the back, give the hands a roll. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. Won't you clap your hands? White folks, do it on time if you can. Sounds good, now here's the plan. Let's all sing together like we in the same band. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. I'm the bomb and okay, now we're gonna reach another whole new level. Grabbing the light on the run from the devil. Been downtown for too long. I feel the sun rising on the green mark. I'm the bomb and about to blow up. I'm the bomb and I'm about to blow up. Whoa.
Than this.
Die Menschen entwickeln die Taschenlampe, die Röntgenstrahlung und diverse Antennen und brauchen dann noch 100 Jahre, um deine Größe zu erkennen. Die fliegen ins All und haben den Hund mit dabei. Wir treten den Mond, erfinden wir Bikes, Bernd das Brot und die Kernfusion. Nur du bleibst für immer ein Mysterium. Sie ignorieren. Ich weiß, wo du bist. Meine Finger finden dich. Ich will mehr, mehr. Das reicht mir nicht.
Ich würd dich so gern küssen.
Naja, wenn's mich so gern küssen willst, it's no problem. That was Dora Jar and It's Random. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Dalia Ahmed is coming into the studio with another session of FM4 Hot. I'm going to leave you and the thieves who broke into the building that I live in, where my flat is that I rent. You know, they broke in at 22 o'clock last night.
That was rude. That was pretty fucking rude.
Was rude. Pretty fucking rude. You know, the thing is, if you're going to be like that, like, don't be a destroyer. Be an artist, you know? I wouldn't mind seeing good graffiti in the house. Tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a good one, guys.
Ex-Finanzminister Grasser verurteilt, ÖVP-Klubobmann Wöginger angeklagt, Ex-Kanzler Kurz freigesprochen.
Kann da das Vorurteil stimmen? Politiker können es sich immer richten und es passiert ihnen eh nichts?
Oder stimmt der Vorwurf, die Justiz würde manche Politiker aus politischen Gründen verfolgen?
Hat das Recht, der Politik zu folgen oder die Politik gefälligst dem Recht?
Das müssen wir uns genau anschauen.
Der Professor und der Wolf.
Politik und Justiz, das ist diesmal unser Thema.
Mit Peter Filzmaier und Armin Wolf. Heute ab 21 Uhr und schon jetzt als Video und Podcast.
Musik. Es ist 13 Uhr in den Schlagzeilen. Ukrainische Delegation zu Gesprächen in Istanbul eingetroffen und Großbritannien will neue Angriffs-U-Boote bauen. Hier ist Rosie Waite mit den FM4 News. Hi Rosie.
Hi Dahlia, thank you. Officials from Russia and Ukraine are in Istanbul for a second round of direct peace negotiations. The meeting comes a day after Ukraine carried out a complex operation hitting air bases deep inside Russia. Speaking in Vilnius, where he's attending a summit, President Volodymyr Zelensky highlighted his priorities for the talks in Turkey.
I'm not sure that Russians will be ready for some productive meetings, but we always have to count on some decisions. For us, very important is ceasefire, unconditional, of course, and humanitarian issues as to bring back adopted children.
Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said a major defence review being published today will move the UK's armed forces to war-fighting readiness. The government plans to build up to 12 new attack submarines and spend billions modernising Britain's nuclear weapons. Starmer said the threat from Russia cannot be ignored.
Every part of society, every citizen of this country has a role to play because we have to recognize that things have changed. In the world of today, the front line, if you like, is here. The threat we now face is more serious, more immediate, and more unpredictable than at any time since the Cold War.
Right-wing politicians across Europe have been celebrating the election of Karol Nawrocki as Poland's new president. Hungary's Viktor Orbán called it a fantastic victory. Nawrocki beat his liberal rival Rafał Trzaskowski by a narrow margin. Poland's pro-EU Prime Minister Donald Tusk has not yet commented. And new figures show that unemployment in Austria has risen by almost 7%. Juliet Patton has the details.
According to the latest figures, unemployment went up by 6.9% in May compared to the same time last year. That equates to well over 375,000 people without a job or in training programs. In terms of sectors, manufacturing was the hardest hit, and a regional comparison shows Upper Austria and Salzburg were the most affected. Responding to the latest job reports, Austria's public employment service, the AMS, put the trend down to the lack of any substantial growth in the economy. Juliet Patton, FM4 News.
This afternoon's weather, a mix of sun and cloud and humid conditions with a chance of thunderstorms. Top temperatures ranging from 19 degrees in the west and up to 31 in the southeast.
Thank you, Rosie.
Time to feel hot.
Ja, servus. Mit Dalia Ahmed starten wir gemeinsam in diese Woche. Ich habe hier heute einen starken Main-Pop-Girl-Fokus. Wir reden über News zu Taylor Swift, Chappell Roan, Lady Gaga und Megan Thee Stallion. Passend dazu direkt Selena Gomez und Benny Blanco mit Talk, weil es gibt viel zu bereden.
need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. Hey.
Touch.